My last minute described the promise of real-time shopper journey data and its potential to revolutionize store operations. I emphasized the impact of dynamic associate allocation strategies, directing associates to shoppers to simultaneously reduce the number of associates you need in a store and increase the number of interactions and their timeliness. For larger stores, that's a compelling opportunity. The hardest part of delivering a system like that is buried deep within the real-time data pipeline. It's the ability to distinguish shoppers and associates, something that I've talked about before, but there are some particular issues when it comes to real-time. There are a bunch of different ways to identify and track associates, but the two most common are full journey behavioral classification and Bluetooth tags. In the first method, you identify associates by tracking their behavior. Do they go behind a cash wrap? Do they use an associate-only door? These techniques work surprisingly well in most stores and will nearly always get associate detection right. However, in real time, they have some limitations. For historical data, we have the behavioral benefit of the entire stitched track of that person. And over that life cycle, an associate will nearly always do something identifiable. In real time, though, we only have what the associate has done so far. So if an associate uses a restroom, or we lose sight of them during the journey, when their new track appears, they may go a significant amount of time before being properly reclassified. That isn't an issue with Bluetooth tags. If associates carry a Bluetooth tag, we receive constant information about where they are. This works really well for associate tracking, but it creates its own set of issues in real time. Managing two distinct sources in real time is just hard. Integrating them is even more challenging. It's especially tricky on the Bluetooth side because we have to geolocate the signal from that Bluetooth tag using a complex machine learning model that's both memory intensive and a little slower than anything that's necessary for camera processing. That's been a problem when it comes to integrating it into the real-time pipeline. In building out our real-time pipeline, the long-term goal has been to support full integration of camera or LiDAR data with electronic data. But our initial real-time pipeline focuses on just camera and LiDAR data. That pipeline does support stitching, putting camera records together when appropriate, and associate behavioral detection, but it doesn't yet support Bluetooth real-time integration. To make up for that, one of the things we've implemented is a stronger classification of shoppers. What do I mean by that? Well, by default, every person in the store who hasn't been identified as an associate is a shopper. That makes sense, and it's the way our measurement system has always worked. But for real time, we've also added a stronger shopper identification layer so that we can distinguish between people almost certain to be shoppers and one where it's a little less certain. In particular, if the stitched person track goes back to the main entrance, we can be almost 100% sure that it's a shopper. If we're driving alerts to associates based on shopper dwell times, that's important, and it eliminates nearly all false positives. Bottom line, real-time associate detection isn't perfect. It's hard to integrate electronic data into camera data in real time, and that integration is itself not perfect. And while behavioral classification can work well, it works better historically than in real time. So it's one of those things that you have to work at, and that probably never gets quite too perfect. But if you tinker enough, and if you think about rules for identifying shoppers, not just associates, you can eliminate nearly all the mistakes from an alerting system. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.